Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Join us to uncover only the most effective strategies and tactics for building your bottom line with an online radio show. And now, your host, Ben Kruger.
All right, it's time. Welcome back to Authority Engine, where our mission is to help you launch your business into the limelight with actionable advice, real life case studies, and tactics straight from all the top podcasters. I'm psyched again today to bring back Dan Andrews. He is the host of the Lifestyle Business Podcast, Tropical Talk Radio, which have both been rebranded over there at TMBA. And he's been podcasting for a long time on the go. Him and Ian doing their thing. So what we're going to be talking about today is their pre-recording checklist that they use for top quality audio. And, you know, this is kind of a side benefit that they didn't really see coming at the beginning, but it has helped them avoid some serious headaches. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, I want to talk about the featured podcast for this week.
The featured podcast,
which is a little bit out of the ordinary. This is Sex Nerd Sandra, hosted by Sandra, and she talks openly about, quote-unquote, the naughty side of life. And it's a really entertaining podcast where they talk about, you know, exploring different topics and perspectives around sex, and it's a really fun show. They're giggling their silly heads off the whole time, but it's a good time. So if that's something you're interested in, which I think 99% of people on this planet are, you should definitely go check it out. If you want to get your podcast featured on the show, head on over to authorityengine.com/love, and you can submit your show there. All right, let's do it. We're going to have a quick chat with Dan on his pre-recording checklist and really dive into how that helps him get top quality audio and avoid some serious headaches in the recording process. All right, Dan, with the Tropical Talk Radio and Lifestyle Business Podcast, you and Ian have always been traveling across the globe, doing your thing, a lot of times in Southeast Asia. Sometimes you're hopping back and forth to the United States. And doing that, you guys continually keep this podcast production schedule up to date. So I want to talk to you a little bit about podcasting on the go, the tools that you use, and how you guys keep kind of that production schedule when you're all over the place, you know, you're busy people and all that kind of stuff. So can you give us just kind of a brief overview?
Yeah, there's two elements to it, I'd say. Like, there's the creative schedule, which is one thing, and then you've got the sort of the technology and the scheduling. So in terms of the creative stuff, I have a document on my toolbar called Podcast. And when you open that document, the first thing you see is a bookmarked link, and it's called Development. And if you click that link, it slings you down into the document where all of my brainstorming sessions are. And those brainstorm sessions could be anything from a quote to a list of items or a headline for a potential podcast.
Now, is that a Google Doc, or what kind of a document is that?
It's a Google Doc that's shared with my co-host and my editor. And at the top of the Google document, there is the checklist. So we use this same document to perform the show. So it is our show notes, essentially. So when I go in there and if I just want to brainstorm, I'll click the development link and toss in content. Now, at the top of the document, right below the checklist, there is the episode notes of the current show we're developing. So, you know, we develop the shows throughout the week as we're going along. Sometimes we'll be developing two or three, but generally we'll have, you know, a prompt for the headline, a prompt for the intro, a prompt for the news, a prompt for the main body content. And we'll just sort of build that out as we go. And of course, Google Docs works well offline. So if you're traveling on an airplane, no big deal there. So that works for me.
I think Google Docs has kind of revolutionized all kinds of business fronts, and podcasting is just a minor aspect of that.
No question. And since they got off the whole Gears thing and moved Google Docs over to, I don't know what the bottom line is, that Google Docs offline works really well now. So I can be on an airplane and update this wonderful podcast document that's shared with everybody important. And the moment I hit a Wi-Fi signal, it syncs up and saves all my revisions. I think the biggest takeaway for me and like what's been useful for us is like everything is on one document. So our checklists, our performance notes, and all of our content brainstorming and research. So it's just one big document. And if it ever gets a little bit too big to manage, what we do is we just start adding bookmarks. So at the top of the document, you can hyperlink yourself deeper into the document.
All right. That kind of clears up the bookmark you were talking about earlier. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean, another way you could do it is if you want to, say you were developing, like you were doing a more sophisticated podcast, or maybe you have a bunch of interviews lined up, you could create a new document for each interview and then link them, put them all in a folder on your toolbar, or you could link them all into one document. Or Google Docs has this really great feature where you can create a folder in Google Docs and then share the folder, create the permissions at the folder level. So if you wanted to start brainstorming 10 different podcasts, you could paste your outline into 10 documents, name them all appropriately at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then start dumping content into each one of those documents.
Interesting, interesting. And what I actually do is I take a Google Doc, and then it's kind of my overall SOP for how an episode and a recording will go, which includes my checklist and things I want to talk about before and after the episode. But what I do is I just straight copy and create a new one of those documents. So I use the SOP, I just copy it, and then I tailor it for that specific episode. And then every episode I have, I can add that to my folder where I have all of the MP3 files. And then when I'm going back to edit, I can check out the show notes and I can have it all there for me.
That makes tons of sense. I love that idea.
So that's a nice little workaround as well. When it comes down to you guys kind of being all over the place and, you know, never really... very rarely being in the same room. How do you guys work on scheduling for doing co-hosted shows and making sure that you've always got that time to get the content recorded?
It sucks, man. I don't know. I don't know if I got a good answer for this one. I mean, it's just making it a priority and getting decent hotel rooms with good Wi-Fi. You know, for us, it's been a lot of late nights or early mornings. That's what it's worked out to. I don't think there's anything aside from the hustle muscle, man, and a little bit of a Google Calendar.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Yeah, if any of you out there have some really good solutions to this, I think there's quite a few podcasters out there that would be open to a couple of ideas here. So head over to authorityengine.com and submit a comment if you do have some good solutions for that one. But since we don't, we're going to kind of keep moving here and get into, as you know, mobile podcasters, and you know, you don't have that studio set up, you know, you're not sitting inside of a radio station with all your goodies. So what tools do you guys use that enable you to podcast on the go and still get high sound quality?
Yeah, so I've thought this through a lot, Ben. There's a lot of different ways you could go, but with what's on the market right now, mid-year 2013, I think the best solution I've seen is the Yeti Blue. Now, people that travel are going to squint at me right now and say, the Yeti Blue, that big freaking football thing? Here's the trick. Take the base off, okay? So the two little Frankenstein nuts on the side of the microphone, what they do is they end up helping you wedge the mic into whatever improvised the solution you find. I can't tell you how many LBPs I've recorded on those tea, like hot water heaters in hotel rooms. You know those things? I'll just put the Yeti inside of the hot water heater. The Yeti fits very nicely inside a coffee cup, inside of glasses. You can hold it. So the Yeti actually travels really well. And the critical thing about the Yeti is two things. One, no mixing board. I mean, you know, you just can't handle a mixing board if you're going to be traveling. And the second thing is it has multiple settings. So I'm very often doing what is called like byway setting, where I'm sitting across the table from somebody or sitting at the caddy corner from somebody. And I'm very often doing group round tables. And then when I want the really high quality sound, I can turn it onto the cardioid setting and do an individual podcast when I'm on Skype. So to me, it's still for cost, for versatility, for meeting people on the road and recording them, it's the best all-around solution.
I really like that because I actually use a ATR 2100. It's an Audio Technica, which works absolutely fantastic for what I want to do with it. But if I got into a situation to where I wanted to do a round table or I wanted to sit caddy corner with somebody, it probably wouldn't. It just wouldn't be up to snuff.
That's the thing. I mean, when you think about, as a traveler, what you think about is the mass and weight of an object versus its versatility. And, you know, I've really walked through all the options with podcasting. Like, do I get one of those cool Roland MP3 recorders that, you know, and then a different mic lanyard or a lavalier mic setup, or should I get this or that? And really this Yeti, it's really small once you get the stand off of it. And it just can absolutely manage every situation you toss at it. and the sound quality is great.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, any other gems that you've got for the mobile podcasting types out there?
You know, I think the biggest thing I got to say is if you're on the ground, use it to your advantage. It's so cool to give people a sense of the space that you're in and sit down. And if you meet somebody interesting, use it as an opportunity to pull that mic out and just interview them for your show. And maybe even if they're a little bit nervous or not used to it, maybe do a short interview and then dissect it on your podcast or something like that. And as you're looking for these types of locations, the number one thing that I didn't realize for way too long in my podcasting career is that echo is a greater sin than background noise. So it's much better to interview somebody in a busy park than it is in a Chinese tiled room.
Well, and I can definitely say a couple episodes back at the beginning, I was guilty as charged. You know, I chose the glass-walled boardroom over the outdoors, and I think I made the wrong choice.
Well, you know, the simplest way to solve that is a carpet. Carpet is sort of like the 80-20. Chuck a rug down and record your podcast on a rug. But yeah, I mean, even if you're going to be outside and there's some passing cars and stuff, in particular, when you're talking about like mics like the Yeti, they're smart mics. They're not going to pick up every little sensitive thing they're focused on. I mean, I don't know the technology, but you can sit a Yeti out in a noisy area, but as long as there's two people close to it talking, you're good to go.
Next time I want to have a rug-topped fireside chat with somebody, I'll definitely bust out my space rug, maybe a bearskin rug.
I'll take that as an invite, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Really appreciate it. Some great insights here for all those mobile types. All right. Thank you so much, Dan. Really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing with us the checklist that you and Ian use to produce top quality audio podcast episodes every time. I think this is something that we can all come away with to help us really improve the quality of our shows and make sure that it's consistent every time. So I really appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us. And if you guys are out there listening to the show and you want to hear an example of Dan's show, check out tropicalmba.com. One of his podcasts over there is the TMBA podcast, which is all about living the lifestyle and doing business on the go. So one of the things that I want to ask you guys is, what additional steps or measures do you take to ensure quality audio for your episode? So whether that's part of your pre-recording checklist or that's something that you ask each one of your interviewee members to do specifically to improve the audio of their recording. So head on over to the comments over on authorityengine.com/16 and you can leave your comments there. You'll also find there the actionable step-by-step guide that we put together for you, which will be the checklist of all the things that we talked about in today's episode. So if you want to get the top quality audio for your show, definitely go over to authorityengine.com/16 and you can grab that checklist there to get the best audio quality. So if you like what we're doing here at Authority Engine, head over to the site and you can show us a little bit of love there. It's authorityengine.com/love. You can leave a review, spread the word, share it with a friend who you think would find it useful. So we will be back next week, next Tuesday, with more strategies and tactics for you directly from all the top podcasters in iTunes, trying to help you accelerate your business with podcasting. See you next week, folks.